Radio 3's season of provocative and innovative drama continues with a play which was written and recorded in 1986, but which is now being broadcast for the first time. The playwright Michael Wall achieved critical acclaim with his stage plays Amongst Barbarians and Women Laughing. But like many stage writers, he started his professional writing career in radio. This broadcast of Head Crash is dedicated to the memory of Michael Wall.
Head Crash by Michael Wall, with Jeremy Flynn as Boy and Toya Wilcox as Euchre.
I was born during a highway pile-up. A lot of us were. I could drive before I could walk.
Nice.
I make it into the second lane with ease. And the third.
Tired? Look, keep the bandages tied. You're letting them unravel.
No wonder they call them lost cities. Imagine anyone ever lived in them.
Who cares?
Suppose someone must have done once. Poor sods. It's funny them having bandages. They've probably got all kinds of stuff if you want to look for it.
Expect I'll be able to get into the fort
look
soon.
At it. Everything's lost.
Why don't you try and go to sleep?
Are you kidding?
Try.
So do they look all right, boy?
What?
The bandages.
Yeah, they look all right. They look fine. I mean, they look really, you know, white.
Rich. Ooh.
I feel like I'm flying.
Look down there, all that glowing. Fire, is it? It must be fire.
It was just another lost city where we found the bandages for Euchre. Just another empty place. Old machines piled up and small creatures trying to get along without legs. No sign of anything much. Except for this drawer filled with ancient medicaments of various kinds. Ointments, bandages, needles. Euchre had never heard of the word medicament. Maybe it has something to do with that lost city, that dead place back there. But I'm coming to feel I should keep some kind of a running record in my thoughts of all the things that occur to me. So, this is what Euchre looks like now. I look and record it. It gives life to her, where otherwise she might not have had life. That's a scary thought if you think about it.
What are you shivering for?
Euchre.
What?
Nothing. Just be happy, all right? Because you know I'm with you, and I want you to be happy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
She puts her feet up on the dash, the bandages give in the middle, over her belly, and I think of the recent past. Yes, that's it. You look at things now in the present, and they make you think of things in the past. But do other people do it, do they? I think of how she looked when we put the bandages on her, when we covered up the peeling skin, the sores and the blisters. I can't always say what I feel. It's a problem. I'll record what the road signs say. Keep awake. Keep your window up. Keep driving. None of which advice I need.
You missed. Mr. Boy, you missed a pedestrian. Oh, it's all right. The truck got her. Well, turn the radio up.
What do you think that is? A sunset?
Oh, whatever it is, it's making me want to puke. Force this bozo off.
Okay.
Nice.
He landed in the fire. Better than landing in water, at least. Hate water.
Oh. I think I'm still peeling, boy.
It'll probably take you some time to get used to the bandages.
Yeah.
You know these things take time.
If not longer. Here, drive up alongside this bozo.
Potential hit lane 2. You have 5.
You sure you're in the mood?
I will be.
It's going very slow.
You'll be going slower in a minute.
If you wish to fire, please roll down your window.
I want to get this straight. In words, even though I'm driving and concentrating in that. We slow down alongside. I look over at him. He's a middle-aged guy with a hooked nose and a cap on his head, covered in oil. His wife, or something, is in the passenger seat. She has on a flower dress, but she's head to toe in filth. She looks like she's been dead a real long time. He's got his thumb pressed all the time on the chicken switch, the way all these lame two bozos do, pressed down all the time, hoping to get some relief. But there's no relief coming to him. No one cares about him. He's just a lane two, no-hoper with a skeleton for a missus. Stupid bastard. He just looks dead ahead all the time. Dead ahead, all sleepy and out of it. There's a thin trail of spittle hanging from his lower lip. Funny things you notice when you start trying to suck.
Pick the bones out of this one, lover!
One hit. Four more for a unit score.
Oh, pass me the ointment, will you, boy?
Say please.
Please.
How's the pain?
Don't ask me.
What? You mean it's painful?
Pain usually is, isn't it?
Don't leave it on the seat. Put it in the sack.
All right, boy.
You've got to keep all this stuff with you, Yuka. You know that. We lose a lot of stuff in the swamps. We lost all those salt and pepper cruets, remember?
You and your cruets make me bloody sneeze.
It's important, Yuka. You've got to try and hang on to stuff.
Oh, what's the good of salt and pepper cruets?
I don't know. It just makes life better somehow.
But it didn't make my life any better. There was nothing in them.
You never know. We might come across some salt and pepper one day, then we'll have nothing to put it in.
Oh, shut up, boy.
I'm just saying, we lose a lot of stuff when we get swamped.
I'm putting the ointment inside the sack, see? And the sack is round my shoulder, see? And I'm sorry as hell about your poxy cruet.
Don't be facetious. Fourthly, minor aggravation.
Yeah, let's do this one.
If you wish to fire, please roll down your window.
Come on, boy, your fate beckons.
Do what?
Hit two. You have two more for unit score.
What was that you said, Yuka? What beckons?
Your fate.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Well, why did you say it then?
I don't know. It just came out, didn't it?
What does it mean, fate?
I think this rifle's firing a bit to the left.
If I hadn't discovered this record, you know what I'd be saying to myself now? Why not kill myself? Really, I would. Well, I might very easily. Because I used to think it before. All I could say to myself then was, why should I kill myself when there are so many who need killing first? Because all the other people on the road, they're just nothing. They have no thoughts. They just take up space. People talk of day and night, but they don't know what they're talking about. It's all the same. It's the same shitty color. All I know is you've got to sleep sometime. We turn off the road, not too far. Yuka likes to stay close to the lights and the sounds. We sleep, as now, in each other's arms because sometimes our dreams pull us away from one another. There is nothing on the road much. Listen. Only the roller skaters are still going. They come out at night. Their lights are kind of beautiful. She makes no sound when she sleeps. Only this faint breathing. Hear it. The trigger finger is twitching, that's all. Take a look inside the bandages.
It's burning worse. The blood is trying to form itself into a crust.
What are you doing?
Just checking the bandages.
I'm going to shoot roller skaters. Coming?
No. I think I'll stay here.
Gonna think up some new words.
The skaters all have numbers on their backs. I don't think she remembers the numbers, but I know she's made a promise to herself that she's going to get number 1,000 one day. Maybe she will. I've never seen him there. A car drifts by. Not a car, that particular car. Note it in my thoughts. The lights from the dash light up the driver's face and reflect his eyes. Yuka doesn't bother to kill him. He's just a night drifter. Back and watch the smoke curl back off the clouds. Red at the base and black above. Sleep. Continue tomorrow. A wide tunnel, six lanes each way, lots of smoke. There are wild crazies, all dark, black and brown, with headscarves flying and a large tarpaulin flapping in the wind. They're trying to throw lines onto us. Attention to this sort of thing.
I think they're trying to run us, boy.
This thing hasn't got the speed.
Oh, well, I'll see how many I can get.
If you wish to fire, please roll down your window.
Watch it, they're throwing paint.
It's acid. Catch this in your teeth, Bonzo.
Get that window up.
You are being hit. Do not stop. Do not change it.
Sorry, I couldn't get the driver.
It's all right.
Can't you shoot them?
Haven't got the speed. Shit, what was that?
They're jumping on the roof.
Shit, come on, we need a wall or something. They're cutting the way in.
You know, boy, you should wear more blue. Blue suits you.
Shit, let's just see if we can fix this creature. Don't let that acid get in here.
Huh?
I said, watch the acid. Where's your machete?
Oh, it's under the seat, somewhere.
Yuka?
Please keep your friends
up
for a long
time.
Yuka!
Oh, please. Shut up, here it is. Yuka. Give me a bit of space. Some of these have got too much in them. Oh, all over the bandages. Keep straight, boy.
You're being hit. Keep in your lane.
His legs are in. There's another with no legs at all sitting on the shoulder of one with no arms. It's very confusing. I see it all so clearly. It all seems so slow.
Yeah, they're not even in one piece. How disgusting. Come on, boys!
Watch it, Yuka! They throw stuff!
Here we go! Oh, now look what you've done. You've made me split my nail.
Watch it, watch it! They've got guns!
Oh, I was just getting into that!
Hit withheld due to priority transfer. Hit transferred to non-volatile memory.
Did you press the chicken?
Of course I didn't. You know I never press chicken.
How does that happen?
Well, we couldn't drive around with a hole in the roof, could we? This is a better one. It's a Cadillac, boy.
It's faster.
Seem to have lost those crazes anyway. See that acid? They want locking up crazes like that. Is there a radio?
Have you ever thought about it, Yuka? How can we get swapped like that?
I don't know.
Most people only get swapped when they press the switch, and only then if they're lucky. But we, if we get in any bother...
Oh, boy, that wasn't
maybe
bother.
Somebody's looking
We had them
us.
Just where we wanted them, useless sodding radio. There's blood in it. What did you say?
I said maybe somebody's looking after us.
Where?
No, I don't know. Somebody making sure we're swapped when we're in danger.
Listen, that wasn't danger. You call that danger? It was just the acid. It caught me off guard for a moment, that's all. Anyone looking after us, you'd better have bloody good eyesight.
Gee, look at that city. Oh, imagine anybody lives in that shit.
Yeah, prove it.
Why aren't they on the road like us, eh? Why do they just stay in these poxy places?
I don't know.
Why? why?
I don't know. They haven't got legs. Most of them have.
Well, we haven't got brilliant legs either.
Yeah, but we've got them. You know what, boy? You're getting morbid. That's what you're getting. Why aren't they on the road like the rest of us? Who cares? They're not. That's all there is to it. Just worry about the bozos who are on the road. That's all you've got to worry about.
I'm a growing boy. I've got to think about things.
Kemper. Gee, what's got into you, growing boy? Growing boy now, are we? Whatever next? Who says you're a growing boy?
I don't know.
No. You just keep your eyes on the road and never mind growing boy. What a cheek. Shouting at Yulka.
I don't mean to shout. I want to talk about some of the hazards of the road because they're worth recording. One of the major hazards, as I see it, is tunnels. Our tunnels. They can go on for 20 to 30 days sometimes. Who knows what they pass under? You can see water streaming down from the cracks sometimes, and fire too. The worst thing about the tunnels is rats.
Ooh, are you stopping?
Take it easy.
Oh. Oh, I hate rats. I hate rats.
No.
Rats. Keep your windows.
Oh, God, boy.
Rats.
Boy.
Do not attempt to drive. Do not turn around.
Rats and other rodents are a familiar occurrence of the road as we know it. They swarm in and cover everything up for an hour or two. And so long as your window is up, it doesn't matter too much. After all, rats have got to move around just like the rest of us, right? They don't bug me too much, but Yuka is getting strung out on things
boy,
in general. And rats
boy.
Just topple her right over. It's not what she needs at the moment.
Oh, I hate rats!
Shh, they're not going to hurt you.
Oh, they've got into that car!
Oh,
it's horrible!
It's only nature. We shoot them, they eat us. What's the difference?
I hate it when they look in the windscreen! Get out! Get out! Oh, it's so dark! They're covering everything, boy! Oh, those horrible red eyes! Oh,
they're moving all the time.
I know, but there's always another one. Look at him. There's not even a skin. How can you laugh? That could be us.
He couldn't.
Of course he could. We could easily have broken a window or something. Get off. Oh, boy, why rats? Whoever thought rats were a good idea? Say something, boy. What are you
do not press your chicken switch while stationary.
Just relax. Put your head here, that's it. If all those other people are in just the same position, think of those poor pedestrians.
Oh, no!
Sorry, then. Don't think of it. Think of something nice.
There isn't anything nice.
Think of your nice new white bandages, hmm? That's it. I can hear her eyes moving around in their sockets. He's not normally as bad as this. I can see her face in the mirror. She is sucking her thumb like a baby. Her hands have dried blood on them from the bandages.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
I saw you. You think I'm cracking up, don't you?
You don't like rats. It's not a crime.
What's crime?
I don't know. It's a new word.
It's a new word just because you say
no,
so.
I mean it's new to me.
I'm not cracking up, boy, really.
Yuka, the pain's getting worse, isn't it? Come on, you can tell me.
Huh?
I'm not a creep. Blood's coming through again.
Don't touch.
Cry if you want to, but don't hold it in.
I can't cry.
You should.
I just want peace.
Well, crying can be a kind of peace.
I want them all gone, you know, boy, like wiped out into the fire, the water, the rats, anywhere.
Then you'll feel better?
Yeah, maybe.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Pedestrians in all lanes. Pedestrians. Pedestrians only. No score. No score.
The
cars behind line up to try and run over the bodies that Yuka kills. It takes her mind off her suffering for a while. It doesn't do any harm.
Thank you for firing. No score. Repeat. No score. Please roll up your window.
About time you got in the fast lane. That's more like it.
There's a gap in the flow. I make it with ease into the fourth. The cars thin out in the fourth and you can get a better perspective on things. Go faster, fire on them better. Three more lanes to the best lane of all, when no one sees you. You're just a blur as you sweep past and knock them over.
No, creek.
Bollocks.
You are being stopped. Pull into the side of the road.
Shall I blast him?
Do not roll down
your window. Hang on.
I could get him. I could get him.
Roll down your window. Do not fire.
Oh, shit. We just got into the fourth as well.
Roll down your window. Answer all questions clearly. Do not attempt to move.
What's the matter, creep?
What do you think you're doing?
I don't know.
You're random hitting. That's what you're doing.
No kidding.
You're random hitting while using the line-sharing adapter. But you're ignoring the fact that you're running parallel, so you're naturally abusing the LSA. All these hits are run through.
It's quite sad, really. You'd think there'd be places they could go and talk to one another about all this interblock gaps and multiplexer stuff without bothering the drivers. But they keep stopping us and telling us all about their problems. Who cares what problems creeps have? It's really quite pathetic. There you are, you're just driving and killing people and that, just minding your own business, and they pull you up and tell you you're abusing the line-sharing adapter and stuff like that.
We're going to get our identifier out to perform a low-level recovery, which obviously means you're points of forfeit. You are in for a home run this session, you know.
That's pretty fantastic.
So now you understand why I had to handshake you, do you?
What a creep.
What happened to her?
I cut myself shaving.
Answer truthfully.
You know, creep, one of these days I'm going to open one of you bozos up and have a look inside.
I'm only doing my job.
Can we go now, creep?
Yes, you can go. You think I enjoy hanging around out here talking to the likes of you? I've got feelings too, you know. I write poetry. I've had it published and everything. What have you done?
Yeah, well, you've got a point there. Well, may as well press on, eh?
I'd still like to open him up.
Can she see through those bandages?
I can see through you, creep.
No, don't hang me. Ah! What's that?
It's all right, creep. It's all right. She's not very good with strangers. We'll just keep driving, eh?
You'd better. And watch what you're hitting.
Yeah, all right. Bye.
What a complete creep. Look at this. First lane again. I still think I should have opened that creep.
What I hate most about creeps, I've decided, is not when they start reading you their poetry. They all do that. It's when they start calling themselves the security forces. What are they talking about? Who's Poxy Security? Their own, that's all.
I want to get out of the car.
You have assumed TPS, temporary pedestrian status, high-risk element. Don't blame us, boy.
Yuka doesn't know what I'm thinking. I'm sure of it now. She has no idea of what's going on inside my brain, but I've become obsessed with her, watching her, noting the little things she does. She crosses the road to where the machine people are hanging around. They're not bothering her. They're just playing about with the junk, the way machine people always do. They laugh at her, and she squats down and starts shooting them. The machine people burst and spin round and round the way they do, all laughing as they get hit and blood spurts out, some of it spraying Yuka. There was a time when she would have detested that, the blood hitting her, but now she seems like she wants to be sprayed almost. She doesn't notice that her bandages are giving way as the peeling skin grows outward. The skin bleeds as it forces its way through the bandages. She just sort of pushes it back in now and then, but it always springs back out again. I watch her shooting the machine people. The thought strikes me. She's as bad as they are.
Yuka!
What?
Let's go!
Okay, I'm coming!
Yuka? We've got to talk.
City. Let's get back to the road.
Yuka, I think we should stay here.
Oh, yeah? What for?
You're sick, Yuka.
Ha! You just figured it out.
I mean, you're finding it difficult.
What? Because of the rats?
No.
Everybody hates rats.
No, not just because of the rats.
So what the hell are you going on about? Come on! The road's full of suckers waiting to be blasted.
We won't be blasting them anymore, Yuka.
What is this, boy?
I've been watching you.
I know. Been keeping some sort of word record on me, haven't you? I can hear your lips mouthing the words. It's spooky.
Your mind isn't on what you're doing.
You've got complaints about my shooting all of a sudden.
Damn it, Yuka. We could have been killed.
When?
Well, lots of times. They were trying to kill us and you were... I don't know what you were doing, but you weren't into it the way you used to be. Yuka, you're falling to bits.
So,
you know, I've talked about coming to a lost city, seeing if maybe we could find a way of living.
You're gonna leave me. You're gonna leave me. You're gonna leave me.
Don't be stupid.
Don't call me stupid. Just because my body, it's not so great, it doesn't mean my mind's gone, you know.
But I think we can make a life here. It looks a bit empty now, but, I mean, we've still got the car.
Get back into the car, please, boy.
The snakes and the rats and the bugs can't live here. We belong to the road, boy. You know it's true. You're gonna wait until I die, then go back. I know it.
Oh, bugger it. I told you, I want to live in a lost city.
Want to be lost?
Yes.
That's a rotten idea, boy.
It's a terrible idea, boy.
It sucks.
It really stinks.
I'm never going into that car again, all right?
Don't kick the car, boy.
These lost places have a purpose, Yuka. Well, think about it. They're not just sitting out here for no reason. They're trying to tell us something. I'm sure they want us to live in them.
Boy, I've got to tell you, you're completely crazy.
We found these bandages, didn't we? In that other place. That proves they're
the
good places.
The bandages don't work!
You're finished. You're going to get me killed. You don't want to do that, do you?
No, there must be something I can do. I can drive.
You're not driving.
I bet I could. We could tie my hands to the wheel and my feet to the pedals.
No, I'm going inside.
Inside? Inside what? There's nothing here, boy. There's nothing to go inside to. It's a creep hole. It's the inside of a creep brain. Boy, get back out here.
Shh. Be quiet a minute.
Liability.
Shh! Listen.
It's one of those telephones.
Yes.
It's trying to draw attention to itself, that's all.
What do you think it wants?
Who cares?
I think it's over there.
Don't answer it, boy. It's always a sob story.
It must be for me.
What do you mean for you? How can it be for you? What's he talking? He tells me I'm falling to bits. He's the one with a screw loose.
The telephone is ringing at me in a little sunken room. I blow the dust off it and pick it up.
Is that you, boy?
What?
Is that you, boy?
Yes, this is boy.
Oh, Lord.
What does it say, boy?
Hello?
Speak
into the mouth.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
What do you mean?
This is your mother speaking. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me, boy? This is your mother.
Oh, yes. Sorry, how do you mean?
What's it say, boy?
No. It says, can I hear it? I'm holding it, so I'm bound to hear it, aren't I?
Listening. I'm very old and very far away, do you understand?
very old and very far away.
You shouldn't talk to them, boy.
Hello? It keeps going all crackly.
You're still alive. It's wonderful, wonderful, boy.
Yes? Hello?
I'm here, boy. I say it's wonderful, and I've been trying to get you,
Hello?
What's it saying, boy?
It's saying something about Mother.
Mother? Mother's dead.
I know. I'm going to shake it. I can't see any voice in here.
Drive in, boy, drive in, drive in. I know it's a long way, but you've got to do it. And kill them, boy, you've got to kill them.
Kill them, yes.
What's that?
It says I've got to kill them.
First sensible thing it said.
See, the thing is, I actually thought I'd give it a bit of a rest for a while, see? I'm getting sort of, I don't know what it is. You ever get the feeling you're talking to yourself?
Don't say all that.
A mistake, boy. Can you hear me? It was a terrible mistake. I lost you. Can you hear me?
Lost, yes.
Don't you remember coming into my bed at night? Don't you remember me drying your hair with a white towel?
Well, not really, no.
We're waiting for you, boy. We're all here waiting for you. So get your skates on.
Skates?
Skates.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all be together again. That's what you want, isn't it? To be with your mum and all the others.
I don't know, I suppose so.
What's it saying?
It's saying that's a good boy.
Why? What have you done?
I don't know.
Not like these babies.
No, what?
Getting close all the... To me, boy, to me.
All right, then.
Give me that. Listen, wormhole. If we're getting closer, it's real bad news for you, okay? Get it? Because I'm going to rip you open and have a look inside. I don't know how come you turned yourself into a telephone, but there'll be no more hiding from now on, okay? I've got your number, bozo. What a complete nutter creep.
What's it mean, Mother?
It means this place is spooked. That's why you never stop at these places. That's why you never answer these bloody things. You pick them up and what do you know? There's a dead person saying, come and find me. Be a good boy for Mummy. All that dreary dung. Let's get out of
here.
That's
why they're black, because they're dead people.
They're just the words that dead people never wanted, so they get rid of them through the telephone.
But I could hear her, Yuko, and all those sounds.
Come on, boy.
Look, the telephone, it's crying. Poor telephone.
I'm not surprised. I'd be crying if I had to listen to all that rubbish.
I didn't know they cried. I thought only road signs
We've
cried.
We've got to get back to the car, boy.
But it was trying to tell me something,
Yuka. It was telling you this place is haunted.
Is it? But it feels so peaceful.
That's all part of the trick, boy.
Yuka, I did mean it, you know. I really did want to try. I don't want to see you slowly falling apart on the road.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when it happens. Now, come on, boy. It's all very well, but we're nothing better than pedestrians.
Hello, boy. Been speaking to your mum? That's nice. Your unit score stands at 7.
Straight from 1 to 5 in no time. Quiet. We have been driving for days without speaking much, without resting much. At night, we curl up in each other's arms as usual, but to tell you the truth, I don't sleep much. Her body has lost all control. I can hear it rustling and peeling beneath the bandages, and in the morning, my hands are soaked with her blood. What was that?
A drum and rifle.
Hold it under your arm.
I can hold it. Why can't I hold it? Sod it! It's the use of I got to pick up my bloody rifle.
alarm you've got some kind of crazies coming in.
Where?
Lane 3.
My hand. I can't work my hand.
I think they're going to start jumping on us.
You are being hit.
Boy. Boy, I can't. I can't. My hands, they're breaking up.
We're not going to be swapped. Hold on to your things.
What are you going to do?
Oh, look what we got here. It's a slap with a bandage.
Don't press it, boy. We've never pressed chicken.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah!
Like another Cadillac.
I'm so humiliated.
Requested transfer. All score forfeit and passes straight into non-volatile memory.
I thought so. They're stopping us.
It's only a routine roadblock. How do you know it's for us?
I want to get this straight because I feel perhaps something is coming to an end. Something to do with Yuka coming to an end. She sits up straight. She suddenly finds she can hold the rifle. The guards are stopping all the cars, waving them through. The usual. Leather jerkins and metal boots that make sparks on the road. All wired up for sound and vision. Looking at the drivers through their dark goggles.
You are approaching Interblock Gap 374B. Do not turn around. Do not transfer request. Be polite at all times and answer all questions clearly.
A lot of guns this night. Must be looking for somebody.
Creeps. My bandages are right.
Yeah, they're fine. I think they're stopping
us. You're being detained. Stop the vehicle. Roll down your window.
Come over here, please.
What for?
Please obey the guards.
Fantastic conversationalist.
Leave your vehicle. Leave.
Go and polish your digits, creep.
Come on, Yuka, I'll help you.
I can manage, boy.
Leave your guns. Leave the sack.
They better look out, the creeps.
IG 374B, level 375, non participant apprehended. You can't shake the wall. Stand over there, please.
Over there. We'll do it then.
Shut up, Yuka.
Steady.
Control them, will you? Have I got to do everything round here?
Do as I told you. You're trying to get me into trouble.
You're already in trouble, creep.
Pure, what a job.
What's the problem, creep?
What?
Shut up. I was talking to him.
We wait and wait. The traffic moves past us. All the drivers look out at us, and Yuka stares back at them. All of a sudden, the other drivers look horribly normal to me. The creeps press in on us. I can't describe the feeling of it, only the fact. I can't describe that sweet smell they give off. They wait and look up at the tower. There's a high tower with black windows and lots of wire. It goes right up into the clouds. I find myself looking up at it too. A couple of females peer out of an elevator. Everyone starts moving about, trying to look like they're in order.
Stand there, you. Not you. You. Big bastard.
Hello, boy. I've often wondered what you look like.
I wouldn't stand too close to him.
Oh, he's all right. You're quite safe, aren't you, boy?
How do you know my name?
Shut up.
Oh, it's your actual name, is it? I wondered about that. It's nice. What does it stand for?
It doesn't stand for anything.
Don't be cheeky, you git.
It stands for itself.
Oh, well, at least it's a name, isn't it? Most don't bother at all, do they?
I don't know how you've heard of me.
Oh, we've all heard of you, boy. You know me, don't you? I talk to you all the time.
You mean with words?
All right, what's his name?
Well, sure, what's I use words. Don't laugh at him, boys. He's trying to come to terms, aren't you, boy?
What?
We all know you. And your friend, of course. I'm the field controller, and this is my assistant.
Hello.
Can we go back to the car now?
You stay there. She hasn't finished with you yet.
It's all right. Yeah. You're not going to be any trouble, are you?
The one in the bandages is a bit rough.
What a lot of bandages. What happened to you?
Nothing compared to what's going to happen to you, Creep.
Sarah!
I'm sure we can find you some cleaner ones than those.
You better keep them for yourself, Creep.
Sorry, madam, that's the way they are on this level.
That's all right. We can do something about that too, I think.
Why don't you go boil your head? Why are you being so aggressive?
Well, I expect it's all a bit much for you, isn't it? You're just feeling your way, I expect.
Yeah, I feel your way.
What detail?
I suppose you two think you look really female in those dresses.
Of course we're female. Don't be so horrible.
I think your assistant's having a personality crisis.
Look, these can't be the ones.
Oh, they're the ones. Try and be polite to my assistant. She's been through a rough time recently.
Look, I'm all right.
Well, you're not really all right, are you, dear?
I wish you wouldn't bring this up in front of other people.
There's no point hiding. You've got to move out sometimes. You've got to get into the elevators occasionally, the same as the rest of us.
This is absolutely fascinating.
Well, boy, perhaps you'd like to try and tell me what the problem is.
What problem?
You're the problem, lady.
We're fully qualified, my assistant and I. You can tell us anything. You can't shock us.
Wanna bet?
I don't think he understands you, madam.
What a joke.
You understand what I'm saying to you, boy? That we're here to help you? My assistant and I.
He's pretending he doesn't understand.
You understand me, don't you, boy?
I've not been hitting.
That's it. See, if you don't hit, you don't score. And if you don't score, well, where does that leave us?
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't leave us in a very nice situation, boy. It leaves us looking rather silly.
Can we get back in the car?
Never mind the car for a moment.
He's pretending. No one could be this stupid.
Look, all we want to do is drive.
Of course it is. That's all we want you to do. We want you to drive, too. But unfortunately, the road isn't just about driving, is it? I only wish it was. You see, we've got to live in the real world. And in the real world, sometimes we have to do things we don't always want to do. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. There's a good boy.
But why?
Never mind why, you little scoundrel.
Why? Well, because that's the way it is. Because we're all part of one big plan, aren't we? That's the way I look at it, and I think you agree with me. Someone's got to do our hitting for us, haven't they? Hmm. You wouldn't want me to do it, would you?
No.
Hmm?
No.
And you wouldn't want my nice young assistant to have to do it, would you? In her lovely frock. Of course you wouldn't.
I wouldn't mind.
I would ask you.
Hey, boy, don't listen to them. They're creeps.
I don't know what to think.
Well, don't worry. I think we can find your mother, and she can tell you what to do.
My what?
Your mother. You'd like to see her, wouldn't you?
What do you mean, mother?
I'll see the mother right away in handshake.
All right, madam.
Your mother's very keen that you should stay in the field, boy. I was talking to her this morning, and she was saying how she always told you she wanted you to be a hitter.
Yes.
I said I thought it was just that you'd gone stale. We all have our off days. There's just one thing you must understand. When you see your mother in a second or two, she is not strictly on your level. You've got to reach her, boy.
Boy, this is complete creep talk.
Everything good has to be worked for, you know, boy.
Yes.
Here she is.
Hello, boy. Do what they tell you. Eat up all your greens.
You fool.
Oh, sorry.
Get him out of here.
Oh, no, close enough, I would have thought.
Now, Daddy's going to give you something nice. No, leave.
Can we get back in the car now?
All right, so we messed up. We do that sometimes. We're only human, after all. Oh,
was I saying?
About building up points.
Oh, yes, you've got to build up points. That's what you've got to do. We can't have nice little rewards in life if the kitty's empty, can we?
I see. So you want me to hit?
Quick.
That's right.
Look, can't we do something about this one? It's looking at me as if it wants to murder me.
You're getting the idea, girlie.
Her eyes make a noise when they move. She's horrible. What's the matter with people nowadays?
Why don't you go and have a bit of a lie down? I'll deal with this.
Look, will you stop putting me down? Oh, I knew it was a mistake to wear this dress.
Oh, the dress looks lovely.
You two always like this.
What do you want to do with this one, madam?
She's too badly burned to be any use much longer. We'll put her downstairs in the reserve batch.
The what?
We're putting you in a different field from now on, boy. It'll be a lot to your mother. It should stimulate you. I think that's all you need. A bit of stimulation. Less rats. Got better animals up there, boy. Got elephants, haven't they?
Yes, madam.
Elephants, yes.
Just take it easy to begin with. Get accustomed to the pace. Then you can start scoring.
Have you got any idea what she's talking about?
Well, in a way. I want to get back in the car now, okay, Creep?
Oh, goodness me, you'll have a much better car than that. Take this one down to the reserves.
Yes, ma'am.
Get off!
Hold on, what are you doing with Yuka?
Get your stinking hands off me!
Let
her
go!
We're putting her in a different field.
No.
She can't carry on, boy. It isn't fair to her.
Let her go, please.
She's falling apart.
She's not falling apart. She's all there inside the bandages.
She's holding you back, boy.
No, she's the only one left of my family.
It's pathetic. Fancy being attached to a horrible thing like that.
Put her in the C3, shall we, madam? You need a bit of sorting out down there.
Yes, I think that's probably best. See to it, will you? Just take her out with a few guns.
Yes, madam.
Yuka stays with me.
Talk about misplaced loyalty.
Well, they often cling to that. It's not an unattractive feature.
Yes, but look at it. It's stinks.
All right, just watch.
What?
I'm going to do something. It'll be rather fast. It'll just be a blur to you. But do try and watch.
Watch her.
I'm going to have a look inside your assistant.
Hold her!
It was fast, all right, and I almost missed it. But I did see it. Quick action is just slow action. Speed it up. Blink and you might miss it. She takes the knife. She slits the assistant right up the middle. The assistant gives a look of astonishment. Her face turns white. She looks down at her colourful dress and sees it split straight up the middle. Through the gap, her intestines flop out. Blubber, ash, odd bits of food. It's all pumping, red and hot. Oh, this is good. It hangs over a belt like a giant pulsating tongue. Yes. For a brief moment, her hands make a strange flapping movement, as though she's trying to stuff it all back inside. That's understandable, I suppose. You're not rational at times like this, are you?
Oh,
they place the body in the elevator. Strange, that. The others are still, what's the word, disbelieving.
Oh, you were supposed to be watching
it. I was.
Well, why did you bloody hold her
there? I can't be everywhere, can
I?
I'm
sorry, madam.
Oh, it's all right. She was rather an overwrought thing. I told her it was rough. Get me another one, will you?
Yes, madam.
Go, boy.
No, I won't leave you.
I'm finished. It's just vanity, boy.
What does vanity mean?
Go!
Remember me.
I will. Go, boy.
It's all right. He's going to the right car.